I'm sorry, I'll read that again.
Wrong show!
Yes, this is the sit down, stand up show, and I am your announcer Fogey. No pun intended. When we last left Jack McWoof, you remember that was the end of the last episode. This is the next episode after the last episode. Of course, the time before that we left Jack was at the end of a Christmas krill. But of course, back then he wasn't known as Jack McWoof. He had a different name entirely. I don't quite know why. That's just the way things seem to work on this show, don't you know?
Tell them what happened.
Oh yes. I'm Jack McWoof, and Mustard had been locked inside Jack's dressing room at the dog show, and in order to get back out to the dog show, Jack stuffed the entire room into his pocket, forgetting that he was still inside it.
So, Mustard the Ninja Dog, do we have a plan for getting out of here?
Well, to tell you the truth, the plan was to have an answer Fogey prattle on for so long that it gave the writers a chance to come up with some sort of plot device.
Ooh.
Say, I think the dog in the next kennel over is trying to get your attention.
Hey, you's over there. Give me your attention.
Why, I do believe you could be right.
Say, I couldn't help but look over and notice that you two seem to be stuck in a room which you has in turn stuffed in your pocket in your clothing which isn't there. Am I right?
Ooh, he is remarkably perceptive.
Oh, perceptive nothing. He probably just tuned into the last episode like everyone else.
I think that I may be in a position to help you guys out.
Oh, and how is that?
What you need is diamonds, my friend. Now, I happen to have a diamond studded collar that used to be owned by the king of Pianostan's girlfriend's hairdresser's roommate.
Oh, I think I know what he has in mind. I saw this on a spy movie once late at night.
So can I interest you in this fine diamond-studded dog collar?
Yes, sir. How much?
5,000 dog biscuits.
Hold on. I think I happen to have 5,000 dog biscuits here in my pocket right next to the room that we're in. There you go. 5,000 dog biscuits.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure doing business with you.
Now, what do I do with the collar?
You wear it.
Okay. I'll just, put it around my neck here. There, I'm wearing the collar. Now what?
What do you mean, now what?
How do I escape from the room?
Oh, who said anything about escaping?
You mean this diamond collar isn't going to help me escape? You swindled me!
Aw, come on now. You must have known I wasn't trustworthy from the beginning. I mean, me old mother always told me, never trust a dog.
I beg your pardon, but you are talking to a dog.
A talking dog? Don't be ridiculous. Everybody knows that dogs can't talk.
Oh, here's a point there.
All right, Jack, here's the new plan.
Yes?
As soon as we get out of here, the first thing we do is bite that fellow.
Well, I agree with that.
Oh, say, Jack, you better come out of the room soon. The judges are coming this way.
Oh, dear, the judges are coming. Whatever I am to do.
I think you mean am I to do.
Oh, right. Whatever am I to do. Can we do that take again?
No, we can't do that again. There's no money for retakes in the budget.
Oh, okay, never mind then. You're lying.
Oh, yes. If only you had some expert at
breaking into and out of places.
Oh, yes, like a ninja. But where am I going to find a ninja at this hour?
Jack, you happen to be in luck.
Well, why is that?
Because I am a ninja.
Oh, you would know then. Where can I find a ninja at this hour?
Sharp as a warm marshmallow, this one. Me, I'm the ninja.
Ooh. Well, all right then, Mr. Ninja. What is the plan to get us out of here?
I am thinking.
Yes?
I am thinking.
Yes?
I am thinking that no two fermions with identical properties can occupy the same quantum state at the same time.
No. That's the Pauli exclusion principle. You're supposed to be thinking about a way to get out of here.
Oh, right. I'm thinking we step around the door the same way we came in.
That is so brilliant, it just might work.
All right, then. Don't forget your talent, Jack.
Okay.
And around the door we go, and there.
Unfortunately, the door is still locked.
It doesn't matter. We're on the outside.
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute, though. These walls, they look like the inside of your dressing room. How can that be?
Oh, silly me. I had the room on inside out the whole time.
Jack, get ready. Here come the judges.
Oh, say, look at this fine specimen over here.
Oh, yes, very, very fine specimen indeed.
And very clean.
Very clean indeed. Excellent stance.
Oh, yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful specimen.
Oh, you judges are too kind.
What? We weren't talking about you. We were talking about the room.
The room?
Oh, yes. In fact, the room wins best in show.
The room? How can a room win best in show?
Oh, my dear Mustard.
Yes, what is it, Ketchup?
You've been on this show for 8 episodes, and you still don't know the one guiding principle which determines the kind of cartoon logic we all live by.
And what would that be?
The writers are utterly mad.
Oh!
Hey, that's my line.
And so Jack McWolf was destined never to become a champion show dog.
Wait, I became a champion show dog.
Oh, how did that happen?
Well, you see, I figured that if a room could win best in dog show, then a dog could win best in room show. So, I went on TV on the Home and Garden Network.
I see, Ed.
Well, I just did everything backwards, that's all.
Oh, dear. Well, that explains this most unfortunate letter.
What unfortunate letter?
It seems that you are due to be torn down and replaced with a condominium.
Oh, no!
And that's all that we have for this month's sit-down stand-up show. Tune in again next time when we will hear Jack say,
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball!
Good night, and remember, if you're smart, you won't come back to a place like this.